Minus Kelly, you must be on top of the world.
That's an understatement, Chris, to be honest with you. I'm just absolutely delighted with the result. I've worked at this for 10 years. Myself and Donald, we've just done what we've could, and it's all come together, thank God, for once.
It was a great rally, and there were twists and turns, fierce competition, but in the end, you rose to the top, and you must be proud of yourself and everybody associated with you.
Yeah, I'm absolutely delighted. There's another hire car. I haven't had my own car in a few years. Cahill Brown, he's been with me since I've started motorsport. He's been absolutely unbelievable. I can't thank him enough. I can't thank Tom for giving me the car. And just the whole Wagner team, they've all been absolutely brilliant. I'm delighted.
And just a word about the event itself and the crowds and the support. I mean, the place is buzzing.
Look at Chris. People, I think, underestimate what motorsport means to this county. I mean, it's just, you know, this is the weekend above weekends. And, you know, the way people have conducted themselves on the road and even the way they've conducted themselves in the stages this year has been absolutely brilliant. And I think the team themselves deserve a great credit for it.
Frank Kelly, second in the National Rally. You must be very pleased with the way things worked out in the end.
I'm over the moon to get second. To be fair, I would have been very happy with third. Adrian Henderson had rightfully got second overall in this rally, and then he had some kind of a failure in the last stage. But listen, that's the way rallying goes. We're second here. I'm over the moon after the fortnight we've had rebuilding the car for this rally. It's been some kind of payback for it.
And as always, competition absolutely intense.
Serious. We had a serious battle all day between trying to keep David Bogie behind us and trying to catch Paul and Carol Reid. And they give us some running for their money. And today now was a tough, tough day, but we just ground out the result of the finish up. We went into the last stage fourth and came out second, so can't be bad to that.
And any particular highlights over the weekend?
Fannett. I want to be cremated and sprinkled around Fannett when I'm gone.
Paul Reid, in the end, third place in the National. There was lots of chopping and changing throughout, but overall, you must be really pleased.
Oh, I'm really delighted. 2 years since I was in a car, and I hired a car of MPL Rally Hire, and I didn't really think I was going to be anywhere in the mix at all, but thank God everything went well, and we had a good old battle today with Frank there. I was trying to keep Frank behind me, but the pressure got on, and I suppose Frank's a good driver, and he got us in the last stage there, so it was a real good weekend, in fairness.
And I suppose it showed that the battle between the escorts, I mean, you never give up because you just don't know what's going to happen to the person in front.
No, I never give up there, like, because Adrian Hillington was second overall and we were third, and Adrian, you know, went out in the last stage here, a mechanical baller, but, you know, you just don't give up until the end, like, and you just keep on pedalling on.
Any particular scares during the 3 days?
No, we had a few scares, right? I demolished a chicane and overshoots and stuff, but we had a good run all that day, you know, so we're happy enough.
And once again, the crowds out in force.
Oh, lots of crowds. Must have been very entertaining to watch, you know, because like we were saying, you know, everybody's on a pace there and everybody's pushing, like, and we just, you know, I'd say it was very exciting to watch, like.